generous, charitable, and considerate people. Well, why I'm saying that is that within their community here in our hometown, that is basically the community associated with our church, and more so, to be honest, with my wife, although I get involved with helping her to do the tasks and the charitable work that she loves to do. But she can't do that work without others being charitable. In other words, if she's doing a car boot, or if she's having a summer fair, or a Christmas fair, or any other event, she needs the people of the community, of the parish, to be generous themselves and charitable, so that she can then use the stuff that they hand in to raise money, raise funds. Now, there's a lot of really decent and good people in our, not just our town, but in the surrounding towns, but who have gotten to know my wife over the years, and who, when they find out or hear that she's got an event, she's raising money for such an event, or for a particular cause, I should say, then they invariably phone her and say they've got a few bits and pieces, or this, that, and the next thing. And that's all great. Now, I've been away all morning, since before 10, and I've just got back before 2, so it's way over 4 hours. I've come back, and I've opened a garage, and in the garage, I was gobsmacked by what I saw. One lady in particular from a nearby town who had read in our church newsletter that my wife was collecting stuff again. Handed in stuff last week, which was, most of it sold pretty quick at the car boot last week. But she told my wife that she was having a big read out. Her and her daughters in their house were having a big read out of stuff, so she would get it down. So lo and behold, that's what was in the garage. And I've just fetched everything into the house for my wife to have a look at, sort out. And I cannot believe what this lady and her family have handed in. You know, it's bloody amazing how charitable people can be. Brand new Doc Marten shoes and boots still in their boxes. Brand new Next ladies boots, ladies' shoes, ladies' sandals, ladies' slippers, watches, several types. Not expensive stuff, but still new in boxes. DVDs, brand new clothes, still with labels on them. Beautiful storage boxes, metal ones and leatherette. And not only that, but inside each of the storage boxes, they had packed all the smaller items. Perfumes and soaps and gift packs, and it was just amazing. Bag after bag after bag. I can't believe needing just the shoes and boots all in their boxes. It was incredible. I mean, I just had a wee wade through everything, and I just said to my wife, you could have one car boot with solely the stuff that's just been handed in today from this lady. And she agreed. So much stuff. It's unbelievable. And the point about it is it's all good stuff. Occasionally you get people just getting rid of their junk, and then we have to get rid of the junk, which is, you know, it's not a nice thing to do. People, if you're going for a cause, don't hand people dirty old stuff and unclean stuff. And, but this stuff is just phenomenal. So all I wanted to say was that some people are just absolutely amazing when it comes to charitable events, and my wife at the moment sorting it all out in the house. But I'm just gobsmacked. That's why I'm doing this audio. I cannot believe the amount and the quality of stuff that this one family has handed in. Just amazing. You know, sometimes it can leave you speechless. Well, it takes a lot to leave me speechless, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's just, my goodness me, if everyone was like this particular lady and her family, when it came to charity events, if everyone was like her, I don't know, I'd never get the car in the garage, and the loft would be continually full of stuff, and oh, just wonderful. That's all I wanted to say. Speak again.